Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School from Fremont, California. This is your Wind Ensemble. Welcome to the Music in the Parks Festival for Disneyland, taking place on May the 18th, 2012, here at Placentia Presbyterian Church. My name is Brian Betker. I'm excited to be your adjudicator for this evening's performance. After hearing your jazz ensemble, your symphonic band, and your advanced orchestra, I am sure this group will also be an exceptional musical experience. I'll be giving you a running commentary while you perform the Lullaby for Noah and Undertow. I'm sure I'll be mentioning all the wonderful things you're doing, and I may have a couple of things that, just some suggestions for improvement or different interpretation, all in the spirit of us getting better and better every time we pick up the horn. So I wish you the best of success with your performance, and I will rejoin you as soon as you begin the lullaby. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are warmed up, ready to go. There are some pitch adjustments that need to be made, so hopefully that warm-up eliminated them for you, but it was nicely done. I do get a sense, a little bit in the decorum, there's some people smiling and kind of joking around a little bit, percussion is still moving around, that this group so far has not presented itself as professionally serious overall as the other group. Just be ready for that attack, Piccolo. I like your phrasing. Sax, it's difficult going through those different registers, but try and make the notes more even, so the G to the C, they both sound the same in timbre and in volume. And then please, don't talk about it now. You guys are having a little conversation back there, and I don't know why. You should not be having a conversation, saxophones, not in the middle of the piece like this. Good pitch trumpets coming in with the cup mutes. For me, I don't like the stone-lined red and white cup mutes. I feel they have too much of a dull sound. I prefer a more melodic sound, but also a more metallic sound. Please invest in a Tom Crown adjustable cup mute. It gets a beautiful sound, it has a great scale, and you can adjust the cup so that you can all match your tonalities, your timbre. Good pitch, flute and piccolo, or just flutes, excuse me, and the oboe. Nice horns. Good handoff. Yeah, nicely done. Yeah, very nice on the octaves. Flute and piccolo. Clarinet. Oboe. It's a lovely sound you're getting, clarinets. I'm most happy with that. Little bit shaky on the B's, flutes, would like to hear more of the concert B's. Brass, 84. Yeah, much better piccolo. Yeah, lovely that time. And a little more warmed up, a little more ready for the instrument. That's great. Beautiful playing. You make it sound easy, and I, believe me, I know it's not. And saxophone, I felt better on that one too. Felt better that time through on the control. But we're still having a little conversation about it, and I'm not, it's awkward to me, gentlemen. We shouldn't be having a conversation. Good pitch, trumpets, thank you. Yeah, that concert C, that D is not an easy one to get there. Just take a little edge off. Together. Just a very difficult piece to play. Just a little bit of the crafting was loose in a couple of sections, but very lovely. The nuance that you guys were able to create with some of the thin, transparent texture, sometimes translucent, sometimes lucent, sometimes transparent. Very nicely done. A lot of individual responsibility in this piece, and you know, most of you grabbed that individual responsibility just wonderfully. Not everybody. So this performance sounded, you know, it's not an ability issue with this group, but I just did not feel that everyone was mentally prepared. You've been sitting all day, probably sitting on the bus all morning, sitting all day, listening to the other groups, and I'm just not sure you're all dialed in. Now, is that unusual for 13, 14, maybe a few 15-year-old musicians to have that happen to them? Certainly not. But for me, after hearing your other groups, it is unexpected. And not the least bit surprising. It'll be extremely surprising if I see and hear it continue into the next piece here. You know, I understand that, and you probably know this, there are going to be few groups to touch you in a competition, but we do have two judges here, and we are expecting your best. Yeah, well, this ensemble loves to play this better. That's because it's more mathematical. The first one is a lot more lyrical. Left brain, right brain. Work percussion. really impressed with the clarinet section. Lovely work. That it sounds that all of those eighth notes are sounding the same rhythmically. It's a tough spot. But that's the metronome we all have to key on. What I'm hearing from the maracas is an accent a lot of times on the downbeat, but that's not indicated. Beautiful work, percussion. Yeah, there's moments of brilliance and then other moments that are just not quite there. Gwen Forte's piano, yes. Yes, nicely done. I was wondering if you guys were gonna catch that at 140. Nice on the volume. The contrast, here we go. Good work, flute, saxophones. Trumpets and brass. Yeah, I like the melody. Balance is good. Rhythmically, this piece is feeling better as every measure goes by. Oh, get that, tubas. Ba-da-da-da-da. Marvelous. Brilliant work. I see, I did feel that you got to this piece and all of a sudden everybody was dialed in because you just had to be. Rhythmically, you just needed to be extremely precise. And I felt in the lullaby for Noah that we didn't have the same degree of dedication. Dedication is not it. Didn't have the same degree of commitment. So, ladies and gentlemen, just a thought. Because for me, yes, the undertow is really cool, but the lullaby for Noah is three times the piece. For me. And it's those... I guess it's whether you like Jackson Pollock or prefer... Renoir. and it's a personal preference. But for me, the beauty of the translucency in Noah that is deceptively simple but begs for the same degree of commitment as you all gave the undertow, it caused that piece to suffer somewhat. But that's not to take away from what is an outstanding program, what is a superior group of musicians, and what is stunning at times in its brilliance. But there are those moments, ladies and gentlemen, and I want you to just concentrate on that. And then, frankly, there's a degree of flippancy at times that it's almost too easy. That I rarely see at the next level. And you guys are at a level that far surpasses many of your peers and certainly many of your high school folks around. But when we're getting to the level that demands, I don't want to say perfection, but in some regards, yes, perfection. When we get to that level of commitment is one that cannot be done halfway or even 99.99% of the way. It really is a delicate balance, but it is one that really does make a difference. It makes a huge difference. That last 1/100th of a percent can seem like 10% in many regards. So I just want to encourage you by that. I don't want you to discourage you, but just encourage you. Don't let the fact that you may be heads and shoulders above your peers keep you from growing some more. So that's just my take on that. But I hope the few other little comments I've had for you be helpful to you as you continue to grow and improve. Trumpets, the mute thing, there's a lot of personal preference, but there is a blending issue. So I would encourage you to take your horn, take your strobe tuner, and try a whole bunch of different mutes and find the one that has the best scale and the best sound. And it, you can't hear it from your side of the horn, so you either have to record yourself or get a pair of ears that you trust on the other side of the instrument to listen to the timbre of the mutes and decide what you like for your sound, but also ones that will blend. So just one other aside there. So thank you very much, Hopkins Junior High Wind Ensemble. A wonderful performance. And I certainly wish you all the best. Hope you have a wonderful experience with music in the parks. And it was certainly a pleasure hearing all of your groups this evening. Thank you for really making my evening enjoyable. Appreciate it.